Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning.
Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Hey there, cats and kittens. What the fuck is this? It's Five Star Radio, and I'm back, you fuckers. That's right. After a way too long hiatus, I, your most humble host, proprietor of HalfGuarded.com, am back on the podcasting waves. What the fuck you call it? I hate that term, podcasting. But I'm back, bitches. I'm back, and we're doing it in the car. Oh, yeah. I decided I needed to come out of, it was never actually retirement. What happened is, an allocation of resources happened. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Five Star Radio. I am Mike Coughlin. This is HalfGuarded.com. And there's a chance that many of you listening to this are new, because HalfGuarded.com has grown fucking exponentially since I last did one of these. And in case you're wondering, yes, this is madness. Okay, there's probably not that many new people listening, but whatever. Fuck you. We are driving in the car because I've had to change a schedule in life. And when my schedule changes, so does everything else. Anyways, but before I get to that, this is the beginning of more regular podcasting for me. I've decided that I'm not just bringing back Five Star Radio, but I'm starting up a secondary podcast, which will be known as the Half Guarded Hour. Now, truthfully, I really think they should all be called that for branding purposes. You know, I'm like WWE, you know, I got to make sure that everything's branded so you all remember the name Half Guarded, blah, 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 blah. But I also recognize that Five Star Radio has a special place in the hearts of many a dumb people throughout history. There's a fucking police siren. And as such, we're going to be keeping the Five Star Radio label. And the Five Star Radio label will essentially be the normal shit show that it's always been. Typically done while driving. And once the weather changes, which in Chicago could be in about 15 minutes, when I walk in the dogs and such. The half-guarded hour, however, will always be in studio, and I'm hoping to make both these things available through iTunes. That it's really just a function of me doing it. I don't think it's really tough to make happen. Nonetheless, I want to try to get these things out with a great deal more regular frequency, get back in the flow of things. But that's the change of circumstances are as such. As you all know, because I pretty much have to mention it several times a day to everyone I know, I am a lawyer. I am a different type of lawyer, though, and I am a solo practitioner, meaning I don't have a job. Okay, what it really means is I'm my own boss. But what I do, in addition to running my own practice, which mostly just helps widows and orphans and children and single mothers, because I'm such a good guy. What the fuck is a protein bar? We do healthier, blended drinks, salads. You can't fucking advertise salads for a protein bar, you cocks. A protein bar should be just meat, you assholes. There's no fucking protein in a salad. Fuckers. I'm in the city of Chicago right now as I'm driving back. But what I do is supplement my income sometimes is I get hired by companies to come in and do projects. Sometimes for a week. This one is apparently going to be several months. A lot of it's auditing other lawyers' work, fixing their mistakes, being the great human being that I am. However, this also requires me to go into the city of Chicago. Because I don't live in the city of Chicago because I'm not an idiot. I live in the suburbs where white people live. Normal people, white people. It's where fucking white people live, okay? So I just realized that, and I drive to the city sometimes. Sometimes I take the train, sometimes I don't. But I either drive, which takes me at least an hour, or I have to take the train, which takes time. I can't really do this on the train. I say that, but you know I'm going to. But then I have a 15-minute walk from the train to the office where I'm stationed at right now. So I'm like, I got this time. I could be walking and talking and scaring people. Like, a grown man running around Chicago ranting into his phone. Not that unusual, especially if you dress up like a lawyer, which I really don't. So, yes, this show's back, and it's going to be your regular five-star radio, which means it had no fucking rhyme or reason to anything. Although I have a feeling that today we'll be back in style because, one, I'm driving home in rush hour traffic in Chicago, which is fucking awful because people can't drive. Like, we really need... Like, I don't want to necessarily kill it. Fuck you! You can't fucking turn that way, you fucking fuckers! Fuck you! Just fuck you, you fucking piece of shit! I'll bet you're a minority or a woman. We're off to a start, aren't we? I don't necessarily want to kill everybody, but I do say that if I was president, or I'll say governor in this case, I would unilaterally remove half the driver's license from the state. I wouldn't, you know, I would start with anybody whose name sounds kind of weird, because, you know, that's how I roll. But otherwise, I would just say every other person's license, yours is gone. And then, you have to earn it back. And then the next year, I take the other half, and take theirs away, and make them earn it back. The goal being to severely reduce the number of assholes that drive. Because, you know, people driving around, they're all distracted, they're not paying attention, maybe they're yelling into their phones. I have earphones in. I actually feel like this will probably be pretty decent audio quality, all things considered, given that, you know, I'm in the car, but the car does... I think the car's got okay acoustics. I think that's the word. I don't know. I'm also in pain because I fucked up my knee bad. I think I'm saying it's an MCL tear. Because my reading says a tear and a sprain are the same thing. I don't know if that's actually true. My uncle is an orthopedic surgeon, and but he's in South Dakota. So when I told him what was going on, he basically said, yeah, it's a sprain, wrap it up, ibuprofen, and just give it time. Which was fucking awesome, given that I did a tournament this weekend after I sprained it. And came in second with a silver, fuckers, and I moved up two weight classes. Because my normal weight class, where I would have been in the set 175, 180, had too many people, and I'm like, there's no way in shit making it through that. So I moved up to weight class with fewer people. And so now I have a title, yes, that's right, a medal at 208 pounds. Holy fuck! What the fuck? You're from North Carolina, too? What the fuck are you? With a fucking, like, trailer of, I'm sure, horses or some sort of animal, you fucking dick. Just fucking god damn it. Fucking hate. Why would anybody voluntarily live in the fucking city? I do not get this. Lightning production rentals. Well, you're fucking getting a bad review from me. So if you're ever out there, people, don't use them. So yeah, what are we doing right now? How long have I've already gone? Almost 8 minutes. So what to talk about? You know, we should talk about MMA. John Jones hires a full-time driver following latest police run-in. Well, that was a smart move on his. John Jones also calls Daniel Cormier an absolute coward for offering to help Ovince St. Preux because, of course, Daniel Cormier hurt his knee. I sympathize with the man. Had a pull out of the big fight against St. Pierre. Ovince St. Preux showed some ball, stepped up on the... against John Jones. Ovince St. Preux stepped up, and now he'll fight John Jones for an interim title, because in the UFC, there are titles, and there are interim titles, and I understand that, you know, you want to be able to say you're selling a fight or something like that, and I don't know what a fucking long Cormier will be out, but this is ridiculous. You want to make a five-round fight? Just make it a five-round fight. And these fighters, like, for instance, the worst one's going to be in July, when Frankie Edgar and Jose Aldo fight one another for the interim featherweight championship on the same show that Conor McGregor's fighting. Like, that's so fucking stupid, it's beyond anything I've ever heard of. I have never heard of that ever happening. Like, I know we've had simultaneous champions, or was that specifically that one time when, you know, Brock beat Couture, and Mir and Nogueira were fighting, but that was, you know, a unique circumstance or whatever. Like, this is just fucking stupid. Like, Conor just won the title in December. We've had champions go a lot longer than, 7 whole months or whatever. 6 months? Is it 6 or 7? Like, I know July's the 7th month, but I never know, like, how that stuff works. Like, is it to January, to February, to March, to April, to May, to June, to July? So that's 7. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No offense, but why is it the only black people seem to jaywalk in Chicago? Just fuck. Fuck you. We're off to such a fucking racist start on this show. It's awesome, isn't it? I mean, that's really fucking dumb. Just make it a five-round fight. Oh, but Josie Aldo said he wouldn't come back if it wasn't for a title. Like, are you fucking... Like, how? What a fucking mark. Like, how stupid are you? Say you win, you get a championship. You're not the champion. You can go and buy yourself a fucking title. It's so stupid. Nobody's going to think you're the champion. It's just amazing. The only issue to have an interim champion if the real champion is going to be hurt for a long time. And I don't know what a long time is, but whatever. But as I know, they want to sell the fight. John Jones fighting for the championship as he returns. And it doesn't really matter because he is the champion. And we all know he's the champion. Cormier is the one that really has an interim title. I mean, I know that Jones was stripped of the belt, but... Which really, I don't know why they fucking stripped him of it. It should have just declared this title's a knife, and now it's back. I mean, yes, it would have been over a year, but not that much more over a year. And instead of having, like, this fictitious... Like, Cormier would have been... That would have been a reasonable time for an interim champion. But, I don't know. It's fucking stupid. I feel like the rule should be... An interim champion becomes the real champion... After he wins the title and then defends it twice. If you can somehow defend the title twice before the real champion fights, that, to me, is a long enough period of time. So you basically have to win three title fights for it to count. And if you lose it, the next guy's got to win three. Including the one that he beat you for. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Like, that's basically a calendar year of an active guy. Anyway, So, Open State Bruce can face John Jones. And, again, I don't actually really... I mean, it sucks. Jones and Cormier is a more entertaining fight because Cormier is better than St. Preux, and they just had that rivalry and blah, blah, blah. On the other hand, Jones already beat Cormier, and as the fight went on, he beat him worse and worse. St. Preux has really stepped up lately. He's kind of shown himself to be in the contender mix. Probably the highest level guy in the company that hasn't had a title shot. So the odds, I mean, there's a very good chance that John Jones would have faced him soon this year anyways. I mean, yeah, I know that Anthony Johnson is the flavor of the week and shit like that. And Fatso is good. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from him on that front. But, and I know they actually went to Anthony Johnson first, which I would have done too. But he can't because he hurt his mouth, and he can't get a mouth guard in. And that probably is important. Like, that's probably real important. So, yeah, whatever. Fucking hell, I'm going to have to fucking turn in this shit. Oh, so, yeah, that's the biggest story lately. I mean, that's the thing, like, it's weird. Like, UFC's been just kind of running on all cylinders as far as just shit working well and big fights and Conor being weird and whatever. I saw, but I didn't actually read it, that Yoel Romero and USADA have come to an agreement on, like, a suspension. So, that's a hell of a PED policy UFC's got there. If you train with somebody who's suspended, you yourself could be suspended, but I guess he claimed the old tainted meat excuse, and they bought it. Not really sure, I'm just completely making that up based off of one headline I saw, which may or may not even be true. It could just be somebody writing shit from pure speculation, hoping it's true, assuming it'll be true, and then being like, see, I had the scoop, motherfuckers, because everybody gets it, I had the scoop, and then, oh, what about the other 12 times you were wrong? Oh, well, yeah, you gotta read between the lines, blah, blah, blah. Ugh. I don't know, let's see what else I scroll through here. Oops. UFC released a statement investigation into Juliana Pena's December arrest. Really? Oh, it's her assault is complete. I was going to say, Mike. Oh, that one. Sage Northcutt learns from George St. Pierre. That's good. Aaron Sprong delivers devastating knockout. I don't know why that is.
Oh, John Jones is fucking awesome,
saying that his latest stint in prison has re-humbled him. Ooh, Ryzen has announced that Wanderlei Silva's tag team partner. It's going to be Kiyoshi Tamura.
What?
Okay, backstory. Sakuraba, Wanderlei Silva signed with Ryzen/Bellator, because of course he did. And he will be in competing against Sakuraba and Hideo Takoro in a tag team grappling match. And I guess Wanderlei's partner is Kiyoshi Tamura, who is has had bad blow to Sakuraba for years. Because Tamura used to be a dick to Saku, and then Saku became great. And then Tamura waited until Saku couldn't walk to face him. This just screams work. Because Tamura was a brilliant worker at that shoot style. I have no idea how the fuck this is going to work. You got Takoro, who's like a 45er at best. Sakuraba, who's crippled. Tamura, who's really like a modern, probably 55 or whatever. And Wanderlei, who will be juiced up to 215, I'm sure. When the fuck? April 17th? Huh. That's kind of weird. It came up out of nowhere. Okay, what is Yoel Romero's sentence? They've said that he wasn't entirely at fault. I'm driving while reading. Yeah, I probably shouldn't say that one for when I get in an accident. Let's see if we can read. He's made a pretty good case. Blah, blah, blah. This is some bloody elbow. How long is he fucking suspended for? Well, fuck, I'm not fucking reading all that, you assholes. Does nobody ought to write? You fucking bury in the lead. Or he doesn't know what the lead is. I watched WrestleMania. Did the whole play-by-play. Really good play-by-play, too. I bet it was better than most people's. Wink. I had pictures and animated GIFs and shit like that. It was fun. Well, not really, actually. That show was fucking excruciating to watch. Even while drinking, it was really tough. Because it went so fucking long. And just weird shit, like... Okay, I'm recording this on Monday as I drive. I think I'm going to put it up tomorrow, Tuesday. So some of this may have already happened. And if so, again, Monday, and it's 5:13 on a Monday. So, Central Time. 2 hours before Raw starts. The only fucking reason I can think of for why Zack fucking Ryder won the Intercontinental title at the ladder match is he's going to lose it to a debuting somebody from NXT. I'll go with Finn Balor. And then everybody's going to they're going to create the Balor Club, which I'm not really totally sure why. I mean, I get that it was, like, popular, good deal and everything in Japan, but, like, what's the obsession with recreating it so much? Like, just, I don't know. Promise, even though I really like watching Finn Balor, the dude has no fucking chance of making it in the company. He just doesn't. He's not very big, and he can't talk. Like, he can't talk at all. He's terrible at speaking. He's got, like, awesome matches, a great look. Oh, fuck you! What the fuck you doing? What the fuck is that? You fucking gotta use a signal, fuckface! You're a U.S. government plate, too, for official use only. Fucking fuck you! 24 minutes to Wolf Road. I'll bet it takes me fucking longer than 24 minutes to get there, assholes. It's kind of snowing out, too. Ugh. Only in Chicago. No shit on Saturday. So on Saturday, despite a fucked up MCL, I did a really big tournament around here. And it was about a 40-minute drive, half hour, whatever, Chicago State University. Southside, piece of shit, dangerous area. Fuck. I gotta stop saying that. Like, I'm thinking this kind of funny, but I just haven't let out my inner evil in a while. By the way, I am dating a black chick, though, so I have a lot of immunity on that front. Like, a lot. She's only part black, though, so don't worry, Grandma. Like, my grandmother
would ever listen to shit. She'd be so fucking mortified. Like, I would immediately get, like, yelled at. Like, my mom would call me in a segment. What did you do? What have you said? Why is your grandmother just saying that you're the worst child ever? And I'd be like, because I am. You guys raised me this way. Fuck you. But, yeah. Chicago weather, like, no joke. I left the arena, Chicago State University Arena, which is really nice looking. It was like, ooh, I feel like a big shot. And it was snowing outside, and it was cold, because that's a prerequisite for snow. Drove home. Again, not like I'm driving hours, half hour away, you know, 20 miles. And by the time I got home, no snow. It was about 25 degrees warmer and sunny as shit. I drove through all four seasons. Like, this town, this area is amazing. I don't know if that's global warming. I mean, I know it isn't. But it's just, you know, freak weather. But we live in an era where if you believe in climate change or don't believe in climate change, every single day is proof. Even though these are long-term trends that take decades, maybe hundreds of years to really manifest. That's always been my biggest issue with any claim people have of the climate change. Like, oh, look at the data over 10 years. The planet's 6 billion fucking years old. That's like saying, like, your eyesight sucks because you blinked and you couldn't see for a second. Oh, that doesn't mean your eyesight doesn't suck, but you gotta give me better evidence than that. Whatever. As long as the planet's around long enough for me, I don't give a shit. Why should I? I'm not gonna have kids. Like, do you think that they're gonna let me breed? Come on. I just stick it in the butt. Anyways, so yeah, lots of crazy climate around here. Thanks, Al Gore. Or thanks, Obama. Yeah, but WrestleMania. So I call Finn Balor beats Zack Ryder. Because I don't know who else would debut from NXT that isn't already there, like Zayn or anything like that. So I go with, like I say, Finn Balor. It should be Nakamura, because he's just the greatest human being that ever lived. But, I mean, my gosh, him and Sami Zayn. I mean, Zayn's good, and he actually did a great job, I thought, in the match on NXT. But, holy fuck, man. Like, Nakamura proved that he is so much better than everybody else in the world. Because, like, he wasn't even doing, like, all the New Japan stuff where, like, you do a ton of shit and you beat each other up. Like, he wrestled that American style, you know, kind of a little slower paced and all this stuff. And he's just, holy fuck, is he just so charismatic. And I think he dabs, or daps, whatever the fuck it is. I think that's what he does with his hand. I don't really know, because I'm white. But I think that's what it is. I should ask my woman. Like, what are your people doing? What is that? Her people. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But WrestleMania itself, like, you know, you can read what I wrote. That's why I've been doing so much more writing than podcasting. Because, again, podcasting is okay, but... If I take an hour to do a show, I can write one, at least one, maybe two articles, and articles just get more hits than radio programs and podcasts. They do. Even if I get 500 hits on this show, I get 1,500 hits for the same amount of work writing something, because it's so much easier for somebody to read something for a minute or two and move on. Whereas this show requires a commitment. But, hey, that said, you know, since I've been working this job, I'm in an office by myself a lot. I've been listening to just tons of fucking podcasts, mostly Bill Burr and Joe Rogan, and occasionally the autistic guy. You know who I'm talking about. Comic Conversations right here at halfcredits.com. Hey, guys. I bet you're listening to this. Somebody is. How you guys doing? It was really cool you interviewed Christopher Daniels. That's a pretty good kid. Get fucking Tom King on your show. Anywho, so yeah, it's just kind of a matter of time allocation. You know, I'm in the business of hits and making money. We are making money. We're profitable. This thing is fucking getting, like, way bigger than I ever thought it would. Like, we're having traffic in a month that I would have been happy with us for, like, the year or a quarter. WrestleMania that day was more traffic than we had in the entire first month of the site, and that was one day. I don't even know what the fuck to do anymore. This is ridiculous. I mean, it's not enough that I'm going to live off of it, but it's growing at the point where I think someday maybe I could if I don't want to live a lap in the lap of luxury. That's the problem, is like, it doesn't really matter the number of hits you have, because, like, I could have the same number of hits as Figure 4, but the ad revenue could even be similar, but they have, you know, the built-in subscription. So I guess what I'm saying is that you guys might have to start paying for this shit, which would require me to do a much better job than just, hey, I'm bored, I'm going to do a radio program. And I would have to say radio, not podcasting. Even though I know that podcasting is what this is, because I'm not an idiot, it's just like, you know, radio. Like, radio feels legitimate. Podcasting is like, I don't know, someone in their mother's basement. Or driving in their car like a jackass. I'm going to fucking jinx it, because I just wanted to be like, the roads out here aren't so bad. There's not a lot, not as much traffic as I thought. Just fuck me. I can already fucking see it. I said that, and I already see the fucking, it already backing up. Just, what the fuck was I thinking? Well, I'll tell you what I was thinking. That my ability to say a sentence has no bearing whatsoever on how traffic patterns are. Because I'm not a deity, much as I try to be. But WrestleMania! The ladder match was good and fun and entertaining. I'd only been drinking... Well, actually, I started drinking, like, at noon that day. But I paced myself. I drank, like, fucking 12 straight hours. It was really bad. But I don't... Again, it was only two and a half bottles of wine and some whiskey. But again, over 12 hours, that's, again, not very bad. Usually, I try to cram all that into, like, 3 hours, and then I wonder, I'm like, well, I get so drunk, what the fuck? The key was I actually got a dessert. I got two dessert wines, and they were so fucking sweet. And I was like, I really like the way these taste. One of them is a strawberry wine from a local winery. And I really like it. But I realized really quickly, I'm like, oh, that's right. I can only have like one or two glasses of this before it's too much. Because when I first started drinking wine with my ex-wife, the whore, you know, that's how I got into wine. I went from the dessert wines, which are kind of fruity, to white wines. And now I'm a heavy red guy. I'm an adult. And so I kind of finally remember them, but now when I drink it, it's like, yeah, it's just, like I say, it's too sweet. It really is something like just I have to pace myself, which is probably a good thing, because I woke up this morning, I felt fine and such, but whatever. It's probably made my writing, I don't know if it was better or worse. I had a better setup, because as it's the woman's place, and she's got like this. She had her friend over. I don't know. Friends. I'm a little nervous now because I feel like said woman might listen to this. But she knows, like, her friend's kind of annoying. Like, I don't think she likes me. I don't think she does. Like, I think that she thinks I'm a racist. She made a crack once about, like, all I do is make, like, jokes about my woman being black. But I'm like, well, of course I do. Like, I go for low-hanging fruit. Plus, I make jokes about everything. Fuck yeah. You guys see on the, if you didn't see at halfcard.com, when we got Dana White with the April Fool's Day joke, he's like, the dumbest thing ever, obvious April Fool's Day. It's like, dude, you are so fucking gotten to. And then brother Brian followed it up by going, admit it, Dana, you get nervous, and he responded, no. And those were like his only two tweets that day. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's the only thing he did for like hours on end. We just responded, us two jackasses. Meanwhile, it caused the article to blow up. I was so pleased. It was a good article, too. I really liked that. That was funny. I had to use my personal @MichaelCoughlin account because Dana blocked the half-guarded account. I don't know why. Paige Van Zandt did, too. Again, no idea why. Other than, you know, she's a snippy little bitch and she ain't going to go anywhere in life. Enjoy dancing, you fucking cunt. I'm embracing misogynistic language again. I don't know why. Like, for a long time, I wasn't. It's coming back to me, though, like all hate-filled language. Not like racial slurs, per se. I'm not going to go around saying, dropping the word nigger left and right. Like whore and bitch, cunt. I want to say faggot a lot. I've said it in the past, like, how much I like that word. I don't know, it's a little lazy. I've spoken before about how I try to make my slurs be non-gender, you know, kind of PC slurs, like, call somebody an asshole, that's fine. Why? Because everybody has an asshole, and the asshole is just something that produces shit. You call someone a pussy, what's a pussy? Somebody that's weak and shit like that, right? Well, that you're equating the vagina with being weak, therefore equating women with being weak. And that's not always, that's not necessarily fair. Calling someone a dick, what do you think if somebody's a dick? Overly aggressive and blah, blah, blah. Now, as a man, I could say, I don't give a fuck. Not like men really care. But it probably is like anti-feminist or something. I don't know. You see how complicated it is these days? This is the world I live in. I can't call someone a fucking pussy without wondering, how am I really kind of offending women? No, you know what I mean when I say pussy. It's like, you should call someone gay. Like, you don't mean gay, you mean gay. But I know. I gotta grow up. He says while driving down the Eisenhower in the snow, yelling into his iPhone's earbuds. I'm an adult. So, we're like fucking half an hour. That's pretty fucking good so far. I haven't talked about nothing. So, WrestleMania! Like I said, ladder match, entertaining. Some really cool shit there. Everybody pulled it off pretty smooth. The things I most remember are Sin Cara, a.k.a. the Fat Lucha Dragon. I thought he was the one that stepped up and stole the show with the giant crossbody thingy through the ladder on that, whatever the geek was. Was it Miz? I don't know. And that deal where, like, the ladder tipped over and he jumped off the ladder, springboarded off the rope, and flipped. Like, that was really cool. Again, Zack Ryder winning was just like, oh, I didn't see it coming. I don't know, it's fucking Zack Ryder. It's just like, you took a title, Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose to Kevin Owens to Zack Ryder. Like, we're not just talking like a jobber or a loser. We're talking a guy that is beyond rehabilitation. Like, you basically have to have, like, him every week go out Goldberg people while simultaneously fucking every diva before he even have the slightest bit of credibility. Because it's Zack fucking Ryder. He's a prelim dude, basically, in NXT. But, you know, what? It doesn't matter. The match was fine. It did what it needed to do. And, I guess, good for him, I guess. He got his moment. His dad was there, and he got to celebrate. And yeah, that's cool. I guess good for him. I don't know. I mean, it could have been Owens or Zach. I don't give a fuck. Like, really, who gives a shit? What else was there? Oh, yeah, the New Day lost to the League of Nations, because why not? After you beat them 4 or 5 times in a row, you go out there and then you lose at WrestleMania. And I thought it was a tag match, but I guess it's just a random 6-man tag. And all just so that Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, and Mick Foley could come out and beat up the League of Nations. And Foley was dressed like Cactus Jack. Shawn was in his gear, and he looked great. And Austin looked gigantic. Like, both huge muscles and fat. And Austin did the stunner, and they had a little nice little WrestleMania moment. I don't give a fuck if the New Day loses. Should they have lost? Probably not. Does it matter? No. Why? Because it's a fucking New Day. They're a comedy act that plays a trombone. And now they're faces. So whatever. It was fine. Brock and Dean Ambrose. I'm not going to lie. I was a little disappointed in this. I thought it'd be better. I thought it was pretty fucking stupid in many times. Like when Dean pulls out the chainsaw, and one, he didn't get it going. Two, even if he got it, what the fuck was he gonna do with the chainsaw? Like, seriously, it's fucking stupid. And then at the very end, he grabs the barbed wire baseball bat, and I think he like swung once, missed, Brock suplexed him, and then F5'd him on some chairs, and that was it. Like, Dean took some bumps on the chairs, but, he got suplexed 13 times. I can't say it's bad, because I like, I'll just always watch Brock beat Brock, but there is an issue when you're watching the match, you just go, there's no way in hell, like, anybody thought Dean Ambrose had a chance. And they didn't even work it, like, where he had, like, a chance. Like, he didn't do something crazy, like, put Brock through, like, 5 tables or something like that, where you go, fuck, he might do this, or whatever. But, yeah, again, it was fine. I like watching Brock beat Brock, but I could watch Brock do that every single night. It's fine. The women had their match, and now the Divas title is the Women's Championship. And I thought that they had a... I thought it was a very good match, all things considered. sloppy at times. But I'll say this. I thought that they did a very good job of covering the stakes. Like, I'm watching it, but I'm, like, really close to the monitor because I'm, like, at a two-screen setup with the computer and everything. And they were close. Like, I was close when I'm watching. Like, they were slipping and missing things. And everybody remembers, like, the one spot where, like, it's supposed to be a German suplex powerbomb, you know, sunset powerbomb. And I know it looked like it was bad. On the other hand, you could argue that, it still worked because, like, What's-Her-Face did the powerbomb, the German suplex, and then she got sunset flipped or rolled up. You know, whatever, kind of. That's a lot of stuff. Where, like, they were a little confused. It was very, very heavily choreographed. But they all hit their spots for the most part, and when they didn't, they were close enough that they immediately were able to go with it. Charlotte won. Okay. I don't really care. I mean, poor Becky Lynch was the odd woman out. Like, Charlotte has Ric Flair there, and apparently she was wearing the robe that he wore when he retired at WrestleMania. We just pretend TNA never happened. Because, of course we do. Sasha Banks had Snoop Dogg, and I guess Snoop is her cousin? I don't know how the fuck this is going under the radar. I'm not a huge, like, rap guy, but Snoop did her entrance, and it was fucking really good. Like, you just go, fuck. Like, the chick singing her song was terrible, but Snoop himself was fucking awesome. And she wore, like, tights to remember Eddie Guerrero, because she was a huge Eddie Guerrero fan. So, like, she came out at WrestleMania. Everybody loves Sasha. She's honoring Eddie fucking Guerrero. Snoop Dogg's in her corner, and she loses. Like, what? Eh, whatever. I mean, Charlotte's really, I think, good in her role. Then they phased out the... Well, they're... I say they phased out, but, you know, there's still some of the dipshits. And I'm sorry, it's like all of them are just tainted. I don't care if it's Natalie, who I never really give a shit about, or Paige. Like, they're fine. They're good. They can hang with these girls, but they're just so tainted. Like, they're just tits and ass wrestling. The Bella Twins, like, even if they got good, I don't know if they really did. Like, they're just such just non-entities. The only one that works is Alicia Fox because she is so hot. Like, she's just gorgeous. And I think she got... I never really understood what the deal is with her. Like, she seems to move well in the ring. She's got personality and charisma, athletic. I feel like she's got everything, and she never has gotten a push of any note. She's fucking weird. You think if they hated her, they'd fire her, but I don't know. What else do we have on the show? We did tag shit, women. We had the Hell in a Cell, which was just awful. First of all, it buffered a lot for me. Secondly, like, I don't think I've ever been so angry in a wrestling match than that. It was embarrassing. Okay, the big spot obviously was Shane coming off the top of the cage and through a table. Fine, the big moment, blah, blah, blah. That angered me a ton because I remember being in 1998, I guess it would have been. I was in high school watching Mick Foley go off the cage being thrown by The Undertaker. And, yes, there was more in that match that made it all so awesome, but, like, watching that going, holy shit. And, yes, it was a way bigger, it was a worse fall by far because, like, he was launched. Like, Shane kind of just fell. Impressive fall, but he still had a controlled fall, whereas Foley was just, like hovering and flying in the air. But I'm like, you're fucking Shane McMahon, you're an old dude, and you're taking this giant bump, and it's like, you're just devaluing what all these other guys have ever done in this shit. I know that's Shane's gimmick, is to play tough guy wrestler, but it's like, he's awful at all this shit. His punches look like shit. Like, I don't know how to throw a fake punch. I know how to throw a real one. And I feel like you just, like, throw a real one, and just, like, open your hand a little bit. Like, is it that tough? I don't know. But so Shane's just fucking annoying. I mean, it seems like the boss's kid pretended that this... It's be like, you know, if somebody... I'm trying to think of a famous baseball owner. Steinbrenner is dead. But imagine if George Steinbrenner was alive, like, he put his kid on the team. Like, what the fuck? Like, even if the kid was okay at some things... Like, say the kid was somebody that went out there and he batted, .05, but he had hit, like, 10 home runs a year. he'd be a waste, even if he could do like one thing, which is swing real hard, and if he connected, it would go. But he, otherwise, he would strike out all the time and couldn't run or field. It's just fucking fuck off. And then The Undertaker's just annoying as shit to me also, because he's such a loser. Like, The Undertaker's a genuine loser. And a mark. And he reminds me of these people, like, you see this in wrestling with wrestlers and journalists and all this, where, like, because of MMA and UFC, like, they just look at their life, they're like, my life's so pathetic. And The Undertaker's so bad. Doing all this fake MMA shit. That Devil's Gate, or whatever the fuck he calls his shitty-ass go-go plata. And you know he instructs them to say that he's the best pure striker in WWE history. Whatever the fuck that fucking means. It's just like, yes, it's all fake, but this is two guys going out there with Shane McMahon playing and pretending to be a pro wrestler and tough guy, and Undertaker pretending to be a tough guy mixed martial artist. And I just found myself infuriated at it. And the man, whatever, Undertaker won. We'll see what happens tonight on Raw. I don't give a shit. It doesn't fucking matter. It's all stupid. Whatever. The Rock came out and had a match in 6 seconds. At first I was like, you guys had The Rock wrestle and didn't advertise it. But on the other hand, whatever. He went out there, and I think they were trying to sell that he set the WrestleMania record for the fastest match in WrestleMania history. Which I think is probably true. I think before they were selling it as a Sheamus over Daniel Bryan deal. So, yeah, this is fine. He came out, and I guess he wanted to work with the Wyatts. I don't know. But he had a verbal spat thingy or whatever with the Wyatt family. And then he beat up one of them with a rock bottom and pinned him real quick. I don't know. It was fine. Whatever. It's The Rock. It wasn't, I mean, he was advertised, but he wasn't doing anything major. And then John Cena came out, and he beat up the Wyatts and gave them an F5. And he did look smaller, I will say. He's been injured. He's supposed to be out for, like, another 4 or 5 months, but he's a fucking freak. Like, I don't know how John Cena does what he does, but whatever. And that was fine. People got their moment. And it's The Rock. I remember I texted Tony, and I was like, you should never, ever put The Rock on TV again if you're WWE, because he just makes everyone else look like so amateur, such bush league, because he's so fucking good. Like, he's so good. Am I missing any major matches? I mean, probably not. I don't think I am. I don't give a fuck. Then we had Triple H and Roman Reigns, and this was sad. I thought the match sucked. It was boring. I thought Stephanie coming out dressed like Skeletor, taking it off, having this weird-looking hair, and giving this stupid, stupid fucking, like, speech, like this dramatic, throughout the eons in history, about, I was like, it's fucking pro, you're doing fake fighting. This is stupid. Like, I now think that Triple H has watched one movie in his life, and that's Conan the Barbarian. Like, that's it. Like, that was the only movie he ever saw. Even that one that he acted in, he never saw it. That's why he likes Arnold and bodybuilding, and he wants to be Conan. And Roman Reigns did his thing, and everybody hated him, as we all knew they would. He didn't go heel, I guess. But he won the title, I think, clean with a spear. And he also speared Stephanie, which got him, like, as quick as, like, yay! And everyone was like, boo, again, because, like, he beat up, like, the biggest bitch in the history of the company, an amazing and perfect, shrill woman, somebody that could be the most amazing, well, if she was not overexposed, would have been, like, the greatest character ever, because it's like everybody's nagging wife come to life. But, yeah, he won, and everybody went home sad. Because, I don't know, the Authority's still in charge. They just don't have the title. The guy's got the title of somebody they hate. The bad girl, the heel, won the Divas match. Ambrose is dead, even more dead. I mean, I don't care, but Brock's not going to be around. The New Day lost, actually. And, like, the biggest face victory of the night was, what, Zack Ryder? I don't know. I mean, it's probably The Rock. Just what a weird fucking show, like. It was fine. It was a spectacle. I thought that the sound was a lot better than I expected. That could be because it's indoors. And, you know, when they do these mega stadium shows, they typically tend to be outside. And I hate, I never care for it because I always think that you don't get the atmosphere. But I really thought that, Jerry Jones' Death Star there gave very good acoustics. Like, the reactions to things were bad. Oh, yeah, AJ Styles and Chris Jericho. That was okay. Jericho just won clean. Like, Styles went for his big jumping forearm smash thingy. And Jericho, like, pushed the ref away, and that somehow distracted Styles. I don't really know what. Like, oh, it caused him to momentarily not go forward or something like that. I'm like, what? And then as Styles flew into him, Jericho hit his knees codebreaker? Yeah. And won the match. I can't. It doesn't matter. People, Jericho, Styles should be hired. AJ Styles ain't going to fucking do anything. He's just an older version of Finn Balor in that he can't talk, but he's a great worker, and he's charismatic, but, he ain't going to fucking be headlining shit. He's going to be at the Dolph Ziggler, Kevin Owens area. You know, Kevin Owens is a little higher than Dolph Ziggler, but not much. Like, that's what the company is. It's been the same way for two decades, and, Triple H is still juicing, so yes. I should probably say allegedly juicing, but fucking look at him. Nobody looks like that at that age naturally. But it's possible he's not, so I can't say definitively. Oh, go ahead and sue me. People who get accused of using steroids don't like to sue for defamation. Because then you get access to everything that they've done to prove yourself true, and then they don't want to give you my medical records. Well, fuck you, you got to. And welcome to the law, bitch. So that was WrestleMania. NXT was really good. I really, really enjoyed NXT. Gable and Jordan, I thought their match with the loser, the dink and doink or whatever, I thought that was awesome. Crowd was so fucking into them. Gable and Jordan are so fucking great. I wrote, though, when I was covering, I'm like, you could just see Jordan and Chad Gable and Jason Jordan. You could, one point, he's just so happy, so excited, he's doing all this stuff. It looks like he's having the time of his life. And I was just like, yeah, dude, when you get called main roster, don't expect to have fun anymore. Just, they'll beat him up, make him like nothing, because this company's fucking stupid. It's a stupid fucking company. It's amazing to watch how inept it is. Finn Balor, his entrance wasn't as cool as I thought it would be. Yeah, I didn't even for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre deal. It probably would have been cool if I hadn't seen Dean Ambrose with a chainsaw on Monday when Raw. But still, I mean, like I said, with the exception of being able to speak, Balor's a god. He's so awesome in the ring. And not just his wrestling, but just the way he carries himself. I thought him and Joe was a very good match. The weird stoppages at times notwithstanding. The end of the match, like the last 10 minutes, was great. Bayley and Asuka was fine. It didn't feel like people were into it as much as I thought. I don't know. And Sami Zayn and Nakamura, I mean, good gosh. Nakamura is... like, I know they're not going to ever use him right, because that's just the nature of, again, of WWE. But, I mean... and they've missed on can't-miss guys in the past, and again, he's getting paid, who gives a shit, it's all fake, I don't really give a fuck, I don't watch that religiously, but it's going to be such a shame when he's not a giant star. It's almost like all he has to do, this car's got the license plate number 2, makes you the lieutenant governor. Whatever, dick. The state sucks! I don't know who the lieutenant governor is. I know our governor is Governor Rauner, who my mom, a lifelong Democrat. Rauner's a Republican. He's even kind of supporting him. He's trying to just cut the budget and balance shit here in Illinois. And he's being resisted at all turns from everyone. The state's very Democrat, and they're just spending so much fucking money. And I think they just want to raise taxes, but you can only really raise taxes so high when people are going to just leave the state for someplace else. I mean, it's a joke. Whatever. I don't care. I mean, I do, but my ultimate goal is not to live in this shithole forever. I want to move to Seattle. I'm sure they got bad taxes there too, but Illinois is so corrupt. It's like FIFA takes notes from Illinois on how to be corrupt. That's how corrupt this is. Hey, I joked only a very small portion of the audience gets. I don't know. So, yeah, that's that. I'm actually getting closer to home, but not there yet. Here's that Yoel Romero thing. You got 6 months. You got 6 months. What the fuck? Whatever. What else is going on? John Jones, I just can't stop thinking about my boyfriend I left back in the jail. So, yeah, he's joking about, like, his boyfriend in prison and how he's re-humbled. And I have no idea. Like, John Jones is easily, like, the most fascinating personality to me in all of MMA. Like, Conor's engrossing with just his interviews and stuff like that. Ronda, you can't help but be interested, even though I don't really, like, find her likable. She just seems like a bitch. Just, like, the way she acted with Holly Holm was such a bitch. Because Holly is such the nicest person ever. And John Jones is a cock to people. But at the same time, like, when he fought, like, Gustafson, who I think is a really nice guy, I didn't see John Jones, like, actively, like, like, he might trash talk him, but Ronda's like, she's a fake, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're such a fucking loser. She really is. She's just such a loser. So insecure. Whatever. But Jones is so great because there's no self-awareness, and everything he does is like, he does all those, like, tweets and tweet and delete shit, which I'm not sure if he's a genius or if he's just weird like that. Probably both. He keeps getting in trouble. Now he's got hired a driver. Like, whatever. You know he's going to get caught again. And the thing is, like, he's never really done anything major. Like, the car accident wasn't good. True. But people get in car accidents. That just happens. You know, not everybody's a perfect driver. Accidents happen. Otherwise, he's got some minor, like, speed. I guess he had a DUI. But again, most of what he's doing is little nickel and dime shit. Like, it's a sliding scale, yes. But he's not out there raping people or getting into bar fights and shit like that. Like, for the most part, he seems to be okay. It's just he's so unaware and he gets in trouble and he does dumb things. And, oh, yeah, there's the cocaine issue, but whatever. But he just does. He's so arrogant. But he's so good that he can be arrogant, and there's nothing you or I can do about it. Because there really isn't. Like, what can we do? We can't stop him. He's John Jones. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's so good. As long as he doesn't go to jail and he keeps winning, there's nothing he can do. And I'm so, like, but at the same time, like, he's so good as a fighter, and he's beating everybody, and I don't think that, like, he can lose 10 in a row, and he'd still be the greatest light heavyweight ever. So I don't actually care about him fighting. Like, I want to see him fight, don't get me wrong. But I'm basically more interested in, I get excited when he doesn't fight. Like, as soon as I heard about the Cormier injury, which did get broken on April 1st, I think everybody's like, wait a second. But when I first heard about that, I got so excited because I knew John Jones would do something. Like, I just knew it. And at first he was like, I don't wish anybody to get hurt. Like, a very PR-level statement. And I guess Cormier said he would help OSP, and then Jones is calling him, like, chicken shit or whatever. Like, it's just so great. Like, I knew John Jones would say something, like, just, I don't want to say stupid even, just entertaining. Oh, he's such a character. Because he's real. But Conor McGregor's not real. He isn't. Like, Conor's not does not act the way he does 24/7. I think he's, a lot of that's real. I think he's having a lot of fun. I think he lives life to the fullest and shit like that. But part of this, you know, part of this shtick is, hey, this is a shtick. Whereas John Jones is like, that, I think what you see with him when he talks, like, that's really him. And, like, he really sees himself as a victim at all times. And you just, I feel like on some level, like, everything John, anything negative happens to him, he's the kind of, like, athlete to be like, it's because I'm black. It's like, you're a multimillionaire who is gifted into success and stardom. You have more money than you know what to do with. Nobody's prejudiced against you because you're black. They're prejudiced against you because you're an asshole. And I don't know, if a white guy acted like that, we'd probably all think he's a dick, too. I'm trying to think of which, like, high-profile white guy has been like that. I don't know. It hasn't had come up. Probably just because blacks are like that. They're not. Nobody's like John Jones. He says 17th. That might... Oh, that's like in 2 weeks, isn't it? Ah, I can't do fucking math. Fucking... Fuck, what the fuck do I need to do math for? Do we have calculators and other people that are good at math? If you're not good at math, don't waste your time. Focus on the things you're good at in life. Why make yourself feel bad that you're not good at something? That ain't your fault. I mean, it is, but... You can blame other people for it. It's fine. We're almost in an hour now. That's pretty good. Actually, I got home a lot quicker than I thought I would. I'm very pleased with this drive. Because an hour for a commute. On this road, I thought it'd be way worse, so. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm bummed that I can't train right now. Like, I did my tournament, and I gutted it through. When I say I gutted it through, I had 2 knee braces on, and wrapped, like, 12 feet of ACE bandage around my knee. And it still fucked on me. So now I just got to give it time to heal. Like, it's not awful. It'll get better. But I was so bummed because it was, like, 5 tournaments in April. And I wanted to just go out and dominate them all. And I know I could have fucking won the gold, too. Like, this is the first time I've ever, like, been in a tournament where the guy I lost to, I'm like, I know I could have beat him. And even though he was way bigger than me. Like, I've dropped a lot of weight. I got way too fat. I went from, like, 220 down to, like, 192 or 3, something like that. Like, I got way too fucking heavy. And I'm still going down more. Like, I should be in the 70s. But, like, I woke up the day of the tournament, like, 194 pounds, something like that. Fully hydrated, fully stuffed with food. And the weight limit was 208. And I still, like, I was just like, yeah, you're stronger, but I'm like, my technique's better. Because I'm fucking awesome. Yeah. Sha. So, yeah, I don't know a lot left to go on. I mean, I'm at a stoplight. Not a lot else going on. So we probably should just stop the show, right? It's a good hour, 57 minutes. Or 56, after I edited out, like, the early part of the recording where I, like, coughed a lot. You didn't hear that. So, thanks for listening to 5-Star Radio, the first one of 2016, which is really embarrassing. But there's going to be more, bitches. Probably, like, every day at this rate. So, thanks for listening. And until next time, I'm your humble host, saying good fight, good night. Listen, come visit halfguarded.com as several times a day and click on everything and just leave it sitting there open. That's good for us. Say one and all, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.
Star man before the internet. I'm damn sure a 5-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.